Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Pastor John Eastman. This is my wife, Judy. And on behalf of Kevin and Sherry, I want to welcome you here this afternoon as their friends and as their family. And we do so in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom we invite today to be the special guest on this occasion. Because of their love and commitment to each other, Kevin and Sherry have chosen to join their lives together in the bonds of sacred and precious marriage. And your presence here today means so very much to them and is an added blessing. And it's their desire that the Lord be the honored guest today, just as he was at the wedding in Cana of Galilee. Would you join me as we pray together? Lord, today we come and we bless and we praise and exalt your precious and your holy name. Lord, for we would not be here today if it were not for your love, for your grace, and for your mercy. And we thank you, Lord, for these two precious people who stand before us, for their lives and for their testimony. And now, Lord, for the joy and love with which they come to join their lives together to become one. And Lord, we speak the words, but you are the one that takes two to make them one. And so we invite you today to come and make of these two one. And we ask you, Lord, to bless this ceremony, bless this celebration today with your presence, with your love, and with your grace and peace. In Jesus' name. Ask you to stand as we begin today's celebration in time of worship and praise.
Jesus, for the things
You may be seated. Kevin, Sherry, it's a great joy to be able today to be a part of this celebration. You're two very special people. This is a very special occasion. It's just a joy to be able to have a part in it. And I just want to share that joy today with you. I kept thinking about what I could say to you. I thought I'd be better off giving voice lessons to Pavarotti than try to tell two pastors anything about marriage that they've never heard before. But the Word of God is always profitable. So I thought I would share with you today to guide some of the thoughts that I share from 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. 1 Corinthians 13:4, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. It does not behave rudely. It does not seek its own. It's not provoked. It thinks no evil. It does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will fail, and where there are tongues, they will cease. Where there is knowledge, it will vanish away, for we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But, in the end, the Bible goes on to say, but when that which is perfect is known, and when the Lord comes, when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know even as I am known. Now abideth faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. The virtues of love are many. They're wonderful. The benefits of love cannot be measured, cannot be numbered. Love never fails. Love always guarantees the very best result. What a statement. Love never fails. But Paul closes this chapter with love abides. And love is the greatest. There's no expiration date on love. It is the currency of eternity. It is the currency of heaven. It never devalues. It always increases in our hearts the greater worth. And you both have been blessed with lives full of love. You both have experienced two wonderful marriages. Your mates going on before you. Have wonderful families. Grandchildren. Wow. All those blessings. Amen. I'm always amazed at the birth of my children and the birth of my grandchildren to have love. There's always room for more love. I was amazed at father of one when the second one was born. You don't have to take love from that one to give to this one, because you get a whole another heart full of love. And that's what I feel the Lord doing for you today, is giving you another heart full of love for the road ahead. Not to depreciate the loves of the past, but to give you a love for this day and for the days ahead of you in your life. And it's a blessing. It's a blessing to go on always, amen, to a greater measure, the fullness of the love of God that we can experience. And I believe that as the love you have between you grows, you are going to be blessed to an ever greater and fuller measure, and the lives of those around you will be blessed as well.
I know that the verse out of Psalm 127:1 is very familiar to you. But it says, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. You two have built other houses well and been faithful in doing it. And those houses were built on the rock of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they've endured storms and hardships, yet they remain and have been fruitful to your reward. The beautiful thing about the house you are building now together is that it is already established on the rock of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it has a tested foundation of friendship and devotion for each other. Friendship is so important, so important. The Lord has purpose in your union beginning today. Not that he hasn't had purpose, he always has. But there's a special purpose for your union. Not only to take care of each other, which you will do a good job of, I know. But he has a kingdom purpose as well. He is ordaining strength. This is the thing I felt so much from him, is that he is ordaining strength in you and will enable you to do what he is calling you to do together. In Psalm 84, 5 and 7, the verses read, partial verses here. Blessed is the man, and I'll add, and woman, whose strength is in you. They go from strength to strength. Joy is his provision for you, and from it will flow great strength.
Questions. Kevin, do you believe that this is God's will for your life? Do you choose today to love and cherish Sherry as God's precious gift to you? Will you commit yourself to be a good husband and to love Sherry, even as Jesus Christ loves his bride, the church? If so, please say, I do.
I do.
Sherry, do you believe this is God's will for your life? Are you, with full understanding, willing to commit yourself to be a good wife to Kevin, to honor and respect him as God's gift to you? If so, please say, I do.
I do.
Kevin has a song for you, Sherry.
And we'll walk into this life.
take my hand, won't you be my bride? It's time to lift our voice and sing the song. He's given us, won't you come and take my hand, my love? Jesus is first for you, as he is for me, and under his wings we find that we are free. Start a brand new home. We're not alone. We laugh to sing, my love. Now take my hand. So come and take my hand, and we'll walk into this light. Come and take my hand. Won't you be my bride? It's time to lift our voice and sing a song. He's given us, won't you come and take my hand, my love? Won't you come and take my hand, my love?
That was wonderful. Now, turn and face one another, take each other's hands. Kevin, repeat after me. Sherry, I choose you to be my bride and my wife.
Sherry, I choose you to be my bride and my wife.
I yield my life to Jesus.
I yield my life to Jesus.
I give myself lovingly and fully to you.
I give myself lovingly and fully to you.
Sherry, I choose you above all others.
Sherry, I choose you above all others.
I promise to love you always.
I promise to love you always.
To delight in you.
To delight in you.
To protect and to provide for you.
To protect and to provide for you.
And to treat you with tenderness.
And to treat you with tenderness.
And kindness in loving leadership.
And kindness in loving leadership.
I surrender myself to God's Holy Spirit.
I surrender myself to God's Holy Spirit.
As He continues to work in my life.
As He continues to work in my life.
And to make me even more the kind of man He wants me to be.
And to make me even more the kind of man He wants me to be.
Sherry, I commit myself to you completely.
Sherry, I commit myself to you completely.
And I will spend my life helping you to have a home of love and security.
And I will spend my life helping you have a home
of loving security.
Of loving security.
That's right, Eric. It took a little longer. I do commit myself.
Yeah. Sherry, would you repeat after me? Kevin, I choose you to be my groom and my husband.
Kevin, I choose you to be my groom and my husband.
I yield my life to Jesus.
I yield my life to Jesus.
And I give myself lovingly and fully to you.
And I give myself lovingly and fully to you.
Kevin, I choose you above all others.
Kevin, I choose you above all others.
I promise to love you.
I promise to love you.
To delight in you.
To delight in you.
Support and respect you.
Support and respect you.
I surrender myself to God's Spirit.
I surrender myself to God's Spirit
as He continues to change me.
As He continues to change me.
To make me more the kind of woman.
To make me more the kind of woman.
He wants me to be.
He wants me to be.
Kevin, I commit myself to you completely.
Kevin, I commit myself to you completely.
And will spend my life in helping create a home.
And will spend my life in helping create a home.
In which the peace, presence, and joy of Jesus is known.
In which the peace, presence, and joy of Jesus is known.
Now is the time for the giving of these rings to one another. These rings are symbolic of the celebration we hold here today. They're unbroken bands, and so may your love never be broken. This is God's kind of law, love, that is to be held in honor and to do in delight and with joy unceasing, a love that is grace-filled and encouraging. And we pray together. Lord Jesus, would you celebrate the covenant of this companionship today? And we pray that these rings will always be joyful reminders to Kevin and Sherry of the beauty and of the significance of these vows which they have given to one another. In Jesus' name, amen. Kevin, would you place that on her finger and repeat with this ring, I thee wed.
With this ring, I thee wed.
Sherry, would you place that on Kevin's hand, please? With this ring.
With this ring.
I thee wed.
I thee wed.
And the mystery of marriage is wonderful. God intertwines the husband and wife, and of those who are believers, Himself into a threefold cord. The Bible says the threefold cord is not easily broken. Today we've heard the pledges of love and commitment. We've witnessed the blessing of these rings, and we've heard their dedications and vows. And as you, Kevin and Sherry, have agreed together in holy matrimony and expressed these vows to each other before the Lord and these witnesses, I now pronounce you to be husband and wife in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Men, at this time, we want to have a prayer blessing over Kevin and Sherry. Those in the family, ordained ministers are welcome to join us here at the altar if you wish, as we pray for them and bless them together. You can join us. Lord, today we do in faith anoint Kevin and Sherry with this oil representative of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we ask, Lord, that their lives would be blessed by the fullness and the presence of your Holy Spirit. Lord, that joy that they have in their hearts would increase and abound. The love that they have one for another would be protected, that it would grow, that it would increase, that it would mature. Lord, that by your Spirit they would be enabled to understand each other Lord, in the most perfect manner possible. Lord, we ask that there be an open line of communication between them. And Lord, we bless them today and ask you to bless them, Lord, with joy, with health, with strength, with prosperity, Lord, with every opportunity. Lord, may their lives be full. But Lord, above all, I know it is their desire that your name be honored.
Yes, Jesus.
And Lord, that you be glorified. And Lord, to that end today, we bless them and ask you to do this also in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
In a sense that the Holy Spirit would say that, especially for my dad, there's been over 20 years of an unsettling that you haven't even told very many people about. A loss, a hurt, a pain, but even a longing for companionship and friendship and someone to be there. And it's as the Holy Spirit saying, there is peace now. There is peace now. And even for you as well, there is peace now. There is even joy being birthed in the union coming together. God is doing something new here. He's bringing two people together, and he's allowing hearts to heal that goes beyond just yourselves. He's allowing you both to move on into something great. He has great plans for you, great plans as you guys serve, as you guys minister together. He's going to move you into new areas that you never thought possible.
For the Lord said of marriage, the two shall become one. And today, two lives are being joined together to be one. To celebrate that miracle, Kevin and Sherry will come and light the unity candle.
Nancy.
Beautiful.
Now, no more two but one. What God has joined together, let no man put asunder. We now commit you into the hands of the Lord to begin to enjoy your journey life together. You may now kiss your bride. Now it's my great joy to present to you Pastors Kevin and Sherry.
Celebrate Jesus,
on behalf of Jerry and Kevin, I want to invite you all to join here for a light reception following. Ask you to stay at your tables and sparkling wine. We'll be sparkling wine. Cider will be brought. Will be brought and to you. And there will be some toast. So if you'll just stay where you are for just a moment.